Hi friends, I'm Kristen, and I'm trying something a little new today. I have taken a break from social media over the summer, and I have just really enjoyed this time of rest. And today I thought I would share with you what my social media sabbatical taught me this summer. And, you know, for me, sometimes it's best to hear these words and not just read them. So today I'm going to read you what I learned. Here we go. Then Jesus said to them, "The Sabbath was made to meet the needs of people, and not people to meet the requirements of the Sabbath." Mark chapter 2, verse 27, the New Living Translation. I write to you today, friend, with a bittersweet heart. My social media summer sabbatical has come to an end. Like the long days of summer, filled with slow mornings, afternoons splashing in the water, and evenings outdoors way past bedtime, this sabbatical has been a time to press pause from the routine. I've learned that pressing pause has allowed me freedom to play. Play with my schedule, play with my dreams, play with my people. There hasn't been a fear of being good enough, keeping up, or failure. Instead, there has been a constant hum of grace. Grace has ushered me into an unhurried state, has welcomed me into her arms of rest, and continues to tell me that it's okay that I didn't complete the task on my to-do list today. Grace is not a production, it's an altar call. Grace has been given to me, and for the first time, in a really long time, I've received it. Being away from social media this summer is what began my sabbatical, but now I can see that this action has opened the door to a way of living that seemed almost foreign to me in the past. Taking a break from posting online was the first step for me this summer to unbusy myself. And you can see the quotation marks here. Busyness has been my mantra for majority of my life, and my days have been so filled with productivity that I've lost the feeling of simply being in the presence of Christ. All these years, my intent has been for work to glorify the Lord, but I've continually fallen into seasons of fatigue because I haven't accepted the gift of Sabbath as part of my weekly routine. I write to you today because now I know what I've been missing, and I'm afraid to go back. I'm afraid for my family to trade the slower rhythm of summer for the early mornings and busy fall evenings. I'm scared that I'm about to be sucked into a schedule that has no margin and I don't feel like I can breathe. I'm anticipating exhaustion, mentally and physically, and short tempers for me and my children as we adjust our bodies and schedules to a new routine. My mind is already looking at the month of August as a whole, that I've lost sight of what God has called me to today. But still in the haste, I hear the hum of grace. Grace says, "Perfect love casts out fear. Come to me, all of you who are weary, and I will give you rest. I will lead you beside still waters and bring you comfort." The Sabbath was made for man and can be found in Jesus. Sabbath is part of the creation story, what God did on the seventh day, not because he needed rest, but to model a behavior of rest to us, his chosen and loved people. While my sabbatical has been an extended break over the summer, my hope is to continue this action of pressing pause once a week as my family transitions out of summer and into our fall schedule. Even though my sabbatical has come to an end, I look forward to receiving the gift of Sabbath in the weeks ahead. This, my friend, gives me much comfort and hope for the next season of living. It's easy to be busy, but rest takes intentional practice. I've had several friends share with me over the summer that they, too, would like to limit their time on social media because they don't want their kids to see them always on their phone. How often have we found ourselves in the same room as our family members, but we are all idly scrolling on our phones or watching addicting YouTube videos on our iPads? I'm the first to admit that I've fallen into this camp more than once, so know that there's no condemnation coming from me in wanting to take a mindless break and camp out online. However, the quick break can easily turn into wasted time, and we regret not making the most of our time with our families. This summer, when I felt the itch to pick up my phone and scroll, I've come up with a few tactics to help me stick to my sabbatical. Here they are, in no particular order. Number one, read. Our family has fallen in love with audiobooks this summer and stories in the evening. Instead of scrolling Instagram while sitting at a stoplight, horrible, I know, to admit, we've been captivated by story. Some of our favorites this summer have been Little House in the Big Woods, Stuart Little, and a bear called Paddington. He's so cute. When I haven't been with my kids, I've enjoyed talking on Voxer with my writing friends and listening to the How I Built This podcast from NPR. And by the way, the episode where they interviewed the chicken salad chick owner was amazing. At night, we've also enjoyed reading A Bear Called Winnie, The Magician's Nephew, and If You Give a Moose a Muffin. Or really, any book in that series. On a personal note, I've taken this break as a time to learn new things and have enjoyed thumbing through Florette Farms' Cut Flower Garden and Michael Pollan's In Defense of Food. For the beach, I enjoyed finishing up the Me Before You series by reading Still Me and was really moved by Kristen Hannah's newest, The Great Alone. I've tried to finish The White Queen, but it hasn't really captivated me as much as I thought, so I think I'm about to move on to Emily Giffen's new book, All We Ever Wanted. I'm super excited. Reading has been a great adventure for our family this summer and something we can enjoy together or alone. Number two, baking. One of the things our family enjoys to do the most in the summer is to pick blueberries in our backyard. Every year, God blesses our blueberry bush with an abundance of violet blue blueberries, and we spend many summer evenings dropping blueberries into buckets. Picking blueberries is a time for us to teach our kids about God and nature, and also for us to just goof off and sing along to whatever songs are on Raleigh's Family Shuffle. It's a wide variety, from Let It Go to the best of the 90s. You never know what you're going to get. This summer, the kids and I have turned those blueberries into jam, barbecue sauce, cobbler, galettes, muffins, and cake. I've really enjoyed learning more about baking with almond flour and natural sweeteners like maple syrup from the new cookbook by L.A. Baker, Sweet Laurel. I'm also excited I picked up the new Love and Lemons cookbook that's teaching me how to cook more with vegetables. Our goal is for our land to It's for us to plant more foods and flowers to produce a year-round harvest for our family and friends to enjoy. Baking has helped me to not only stop scrolling, but learn how to use the delicious food that comes straight from our backyard. Number three, snuggle. It's one of my favorites. To keep myself from picking up the phone, I've spent a good amount of time snuggling with my four people and fur dogs. Ridley is the sweetest in the morning and evening when he crawls into my bed and he scoots in close to me. Oh, he's just precious. I've also enjoyed taking him and our dog Lulu on a quick stroll around our neighborhood right before dusk. He feels special and Lulu gets out of the house and I'm able to take a moment to breathe in the smells of freshly cut grass and we are all happy. I also really enjoy spending some time at the beach this summer with just the twins. We had a great time finding Waldo in Rosemary Beach, eating at Great Southern, and just chilling in our beach chairs in the sand. Can't beat that. Raleigh and I have gotten a few moments to connect this summer and have truly enjoyed just doing nothing together whenever the kids have spent the night with their grandparents. One of the projects I was proud for us to complete is a new picture wall in our bedroom, and I love to snuggle with him at night before bed and look at this wall. It's a reminder to me that family is truly a crazy beautiful gift, and God's given me this guy to raise these children with, and at the end of an exhausting day, we can be proud that we haven't totally screwed them up and are doing okay. I knew I needed to take a break from social media because it was making me frustrated, insecure, and I was comparing myself to others. Taking time away this summer has reminded me that social media can be a source of fruit in my life. It allows me a way to stay connected to my friends, offer me encouragement, and inspire creativity in my soul. It's a place where, God permitting, I can provide light and peace to others. My sabbatical helped me find my focus for this next season of life and provided me time to heal. It simply gave me permission to rest and reminded me that God is not in a hurry, but He's always on time in my life and in yours. We find Jesus in the Sabbath because when we take time to enjoy this gift, we find restoration, healing, and satisfaction. Jesus assures us that the Sabbath was made for us so that we can know that we don't have to face our daily challenges alone. He is with us, He will fight for us, and He will give us strength to face another day. Satan attacks us constantly through images, Instagram stories, and even when we are in the places we feel most safe, like our homes or a frequent vacation spot. Satan doesn't want us to feel rest or restoration. He is constantly trying to distract and divide our souls away from Jesus, the Lord of the Sabbath. Let us take back what has been rightfully given to us. May we find rest from our work and take time to pause from our busy lives so we can remember that our help comes from the Lord. Let's be Sabbath people. Celebrating you, Kristen. I've got a question for you. How are you going to choose to receive the Sabbath this fall? I'd love to know and pray for you. Also, if you don't mind, can you let me know if you liked hearing this blog post as an audio version? If I hear some feedback, I might try this again. We'll see. It's just an experiment, but it was fun for me, and I hope you enjoyed it too. Also, if you enjoy listening to things rather than just reading them, I wanted you to know that Invited, my book that I released last June, is now available as an audiobook. How cool is that? To get your free copy in Audible, you just fill out the form that is on my blog inside this post. And I also have a link to this online, so maybe you can get to it there too. But it's really fun. It's kind of crazy listening to a book that you wrote being read by another person, but she has a great Southern drawl. And it's just really neat to hear the thoughts from my head kind of come alive in story. So it's been fun for me to listen to, and I hope you maybe enjoy it too. So that's all I've got for now. I hope you have a great day, and just remember that God is with you, and I just encourage you to celebrate your people, your place, and your purpose. Let's live lives of connection, not perfection. See you later. Bye.